Last year, as Arizona put migrants on buses to send them to the East Coast, then-Governor Doug Ducey defended the program.
They're not being exploited in what we're doing in Arizona. We're doing this in a responsible way, and in many ways, these migrants are being treated better than other migrants. This is done in a voluntary way.
But still, many Democrats knocked Ducey for doing it and said it was a political stunt. In fact, here's one Democrat, Katie Hobbs, back in November, criticizing that migrant moving program on ABC 15.
It is not providing any real solutions for Arizona or for these migrants.
But now that Governor Hobbs is governor, she's decided to keep that program in place. And now she's in the position her predecessor was, defending a plan to transport migrants out of border communities that don't have the resources to deal with the huge numbers of people crossing into the U.S. and sending them across the U.S. Her defense is that her version of migrant moving day is different. Governor Hobbs' office said in a statement that her focus will be making sure that the state paying to move migrants will be, quote, efficient and humane, end quote. And the way she'll administer the program won't make it a political stunt because she won't be, quote, forcing them on buses for days at a time to cities they didn't want to go to, end quote. Oh, really? If people were forced onto buses, footage of that would have played 24/7 on cable news and social media. She also said that she'll be moving migrants to, quote, cities they actually need to go to, and that she plans to use more planes to move people from point A to point B, which is now cities not run by Democrats. So really, the big change is that Arizona will be letting migrants make reservations for their free flights.
You are now free to move about the country.
And bus trips. Well, it is different. I just wonder if it's different better or different worse.